Yes, today is a special day for our church, and we would want all of us to pay attention so that together we will build our church for a glorious end. Friends, I want to use about just 10 minutes to do a presentation teaching on giving. Why? Because today we are going to do financial presentation of our church. We want to, as I've been praying for, would want to open our books for all of us to see what we have, that as church, are we doing well or we are going down gradually? That is all that Asafun Penifo would want our church to do today. So that you have time to ask questions and together we build our church. You have a very impressive edifice. That for me, in my estimation, in the annals of Presbyterian Church of Ghana, there had not been any as this. Bonsemamo. Oh, Manhattan, yeah, I've been there. But Manhattan's edifice is not as impressive. Yeah, maybe when it comes to maybe cost, because it's New York City, fine. But I'm talking about impressive, how the impression of the building, how huge. I'm talking about how huge. Thank you. And let me tell you, you see, if we don't sit up, and organize ourselves well by generating monies to conserve, to uphold, to renovate this our building, Yanhia Ebrimu Yenyen Yunyam for Usta Nanso Busan Hose Yetawa Ibako na Bibia Wainwahu na Usta Funyan Husa Dian Bibi Ebu na Ubehe na abonti ho abone tare tare edan ho na baako awai na ustafu nyina ni tia se amonhwe press before dan fefefe fide e wa awai orofo wo asori mu a how are you going to fail? But let me tell you today we be hu sene ye homa no ye books ne tie. If we don't sit up na ye ye wa ha a ye ntua tight ye fitia se se ye be tua tight. Yeah, what you do offer to so I'm to so I'm here. It be no more thing. No appear offer to chrome metal. Now you're to 2 year near me. Yeah, I'm a ma. You see, I'm going fata unipa. Not an inguasian fata or caniba. Unipe be anywhere in Guasia. Yeah, be a fata. Yamin shall amen. So, friends. Media, help me to go through this. So what I want us to, within short time, I want within about 10 minutes, I want us to do is to consider the principle of harvest. And so we'll be making me a chat, baby, for you to rake in something, for you to get something, for you to be glorious, for you to get up there. You ought to put in something. Even in computer studies, you say garbage in, garbage. So it means that you put in something good, then something good will. That's the principle God had given to this world. So the principle of harvest is about giving. And what is giving? It is the act of providing something for someone or to an entity. So this is an entity, the church, which is an umbrella, the church, which is a big tree that you and me, we come here to get food to eat, spiritual food, physical food, encouragement, soothing to our souls. Ubeti nyami asem ye bodjumi na nyami de this year. When we saw guy ye mi aso bing ni nyira no before it can be, you can hear that sound ping. You have to pay electricity bill. Hello. Oh yes. It is a wuba. Now one person will be mad because it's a bit more so and no more. However, and no more winning me anything. Oh, who has all done it? Say, I'm sorry, Lucica. I'm sorry, Lucica. Mean to your shay. Oh, and that's what I said. I said, oh, but I saw done a fennel. Oh, I saw Lucica. There be Amen. Yes, it is expressed physically, but has many spiritual implications. Friends, in fact, giving is done for people to see. But amen. But you see, there are a major principle governing the principle of harvest. governing giving. Let's move on. Friends, let's move on. I want to use about 10 minutes to do this. Patrick Yanko. Miaso. Sanko. Very good, did I say. And the principle, major principle governing giving is the principle of harvest. This principle is the law of sowing and reaping. Garbage in, garbage out. Goodies in, goodies out. Ain't one for the papa and shemua in spiritual sense, you know. And the principle states that, mummy and read the principle. Let us all read the principle. The principle states that you will reap, you will harvest. Whatever you sow, you give. And ya deep biara ubeye no. And whom susan so and eba. And ti me bacho, I saw na wa banua as a tight, no, dan mishebu kunumuna wenimo bo no me pacho. She asa agro. Yes, you are in America, but it will eat into you. It will have a very bad effect on you. You see, as it can be a wuyi, a dear be a wuyi, what them hano, it has a good impression upon your life and upon that of your children. Ube wako banani awayenti, nenyami ishrao. Amen. In fact, it is one of the natural laws of life. In this life, we have natural laws, a lot of natural laws. So the principle of harvest is one of the laws of life. Move on, my brother. Do you remember any of the natural laws? Natural law ben awokai, nyameba. Hello? Natural law ben awokai. Otubu obo na ya. Any of the law of? Yes. Yanko, yanku yenim, nyameba. Aha. This is what I want you to pay attention. Abaya Bitras, your friend of mine, Sewa. My mom is also called Sewa. Sewa Braketu. Mami Sewa had a dream and told her story. And this is the story. She had seen three sowers all sowing into same soil. Oso Diano, Omunipa Mienza Omudia. Omunine Diawo. The same factor of a soil, loamy soil. Okay, you read the first sower. The first sower had healthy grains of corn. So, she looked happy and hearty as she sowed. But the second person who was also sowing in the same loamy soil did what? She had in hand disease infested grains. The person sowed with much restraint. On when he said, "Bra mi kodiye, a brei wivo atutu muntokru." Now suno odia, and to odia ni ngano. Hey, ebe ye ni. Anodia. Now, I have a question. What is the difference between the two sowers? Obi mwai. Say ni pay mi ni. Obi edia. But what is the difference between them? But one man was aswa, kakasebia, and ubiwa haoti ase, obetre ase. What is the difference between these two sowers? Obidayewu, and he tried to enter into the person's mind to download them in. Yes, mama. Oh, in sabah, bra. Oh, a microphone. We need a microphone. Betu me diye no. Ma, patro, asafun penifo, nina ya monko. Ma, bra. Oh, when your microphone? Look at that. Look at that. I like that. I mean, shout. As a penny, yes, ah. What can we do? What? Minya, koha. Minya, koha. Papa, bacho koha. Aha. But as a penny, if you want to talk, then you use the podium. Yes. Papa.
Oh, the first person sold the right grain.
Mm.
The second person sold the wrong grain.
Look at that. Look at that. Thank you. I like that. I like that. Let me take one person to add his or her voice. One, yes, Daddy. Can you come from my microphone or maybe you go to... Yes, Nana. Yes, Daddy.
The first one.
Sure.
I didn't see.
Look at that. I like that.
Look at that.
And you're crying, I'm a bear. And you're crying, I'm a bear. As I'm speaking to you, friends, we are in contact with somebody who can do the heating system and the cooling system of our building. And they are talking about 300,000 thereabout to fix it completely for us. Papa, Papa George, Papa George Lamte is here. And brother, now, the third person, I told you, Mami Sewa saw three sewers, and we've talked about two sewers. The third sewer, she bore just a few grains, though she had healthy grains. They were not weevil-infested grains. But she bore few grains. But a difference, womb. But do you see some difference? Sure. Now, according to Mami, my brother, very good. According to Mami, she could count just about five grains. Does the third sower have any similarity among the first two? Patro, do you see some similarities among the third sower and the two others that we had discussed or we talked about? And what is the similarity here? Omunyina wa bro, me da say. Ana DMBM. Ana omunyina. Omunyina. Okay, the first one no we bru papa, the third one so we bru papa, then so I'm fat baby. Yes sir. Very good. Okay, yanko. Omunyina so dia asase pem, I like that. Okay. Then came the harvest time. Or for hana me dia asem ni nyina ba wi ye. Then came the harvest time. Now, the hearty sower reaped in great harvest. The grain sown had multiplied exceedingly. Because the dia bano dia any dia ba papa and also you know harvest time no eba befu yanko yanim pacho exam boss be any ko boss aha the sower gave some of the farm produce to neighbors and to farm hands. Yes, omo mo bua no afu omo mo bi omo ni omo tin so mo nyi bi because ade na ba ebuso yanko yanim pacho yanko yanim brother yanko yanim. The second sower also reaped. But it was a disappointment. I didn't hear a disappointment. The harvest was scanty. And the sower was full of complaints. That's what the third sower. The situation was equally pathetic. The harvest was what? A bowl full. No healthy grains. So the harvest was just a bowl full. What a famine in the midst of a bountiful harvest. God should have mercy. empower me now. Amen. Empower me now. Amen. Now, the next slide. We are ending it. We are ending it. Yanko. Mammy said, what pondered over the whole dream? And the Bible quotation flowed into her heart. And the Bible quotation is, the next point is the Bible quotation that we read. Any baby, I will be brave. That's what Shasso. On Peso Obama. Obisoka Krem, Kakrem is on Peso Babi Yikra. We don't smite. Yaka, we don't smite. Yaka, we don't smite. Kakrem, no one, one, we so. Now, this year, Utu ya taita che. Utu ofe tri papa che. Ame ya sorry, nene me bibri kofom. Ye deka. Last year, winter, eka gusu da yenso. Yes. Last year, winter, ye boka, ye timi tuye tuya ya, but ye boka be se 18,000. But could you believe, say, ye carrying forward this year? And yet, you are in Kakran Kakra. Danu Joe, I came to Jama, I come here 3,000 years. And son, last year, winter cow. Ah, we say, you are in the media. We say, I'm going here. From next Sunday, we'll continue with this teaching, but we'll end here because of the financial presentation. We are going to go. Non trimming what dream my safi so. Ye me any moon was da. Ye mo yanko any moon was da. Ya sorry, ye be GSC ho. Ye be CSC a day ye. A day because we jina. Nan you and Yama die and Susa President Church of Ghana. Our Usta Kromano. Atrahoda. Yami shrow. So by what is needful for our church to be lifted up for good growth. Yes, today, amen.